Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1255 in the writing is Shiur number 407. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about items which one needs a bracha or might possibly does not need a bracha in the middle of a meal. Okay, so the mice like this. The requirement to make a bracha on fruits applies to both fruits from a tree and fruits from the ground. In other words, it's not just about fruits like we say fruits we think are eight. You have also Huadama fruits, right? So therefore, for example, Rabada brings down example in the Sefer. For example, if one eats a peach, right? One is sitting by the meal. Good, they wash for bread and they're eating the main dish. And in the middle, they decide to take a peach, right? Let's say there's a Viennese table or whatever. So they take a peach and they also take a wedge of watermelon, right? They get a plate and they take a few things over there during the course of the meal. So then in that case, they would have to make two brachas. They would have to make a bar priya eitz on the peach and a bar priya adama on the watermelon, right? One has nothing to do with the other. It's not one bracha on both. Each one needs its own separate bracha in conjunction with if you would eat it regular, right? The fact that you're in the middle of a meal has nothing to do with it. You still need the right bracha has to be made on the right food when a bracha is needed. So now regarding the question if one eats various fruits as an appetizer, so that Bezrus Hashem will discuss a little bit further down the road. That is a machlekes, and we have to talk about how to work with that. That's a separate thing. Okay, now, so just moving along, the requirement to make a bracha on fruit eaten for dessert. So it applies. What does it apply to? Only raw fruits? No, it applies also. Mishnah Berurah tells us it applies to cooked fruits. You have baked fruits. You have cans. A lot of times, a person will open up a can of peaches. I remember seeing years ago, right after the meal, person sits down, opens up a can of peaches for dessert, and they eat that. So that would also need a separate bracha, right? So you have dried fruits, processed fruits, whatever the case is. When it's like we said, cooked fruits, when it's eaten as a regular dessert, right? Of course, as well as raw fruits, right? Somebody goes and takes an apple or an orange, and it's a regular plain raw fruit. That goes without saying. But the fact that the Mishnah Berurah tells us, like we said, it's either baked, canned, dried, processed, whatever the case is. Okay, Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about canned, but be it as it may, we understand. So any type of fruits eaten as a dessert, one has to be careful to make a bracha. However, foods prepared from fruit, which are made primarily for use as the meal for satiation, right? They would not need a bracha. So in other words, what we mentioned previously, that's going on desserts. But again, if the person takes the fruits and they're made for the meal, we'll see in a minute what we're talking about, then they would not really require a bracha. So for example, if you have a fruit soup, person eats a fruit soup, right? And a fruit soup is considered a soup. Right? It's the fact that it's fruit soup, but you could have chicken soup, you have fruit soup. So fruit soup in general, the place can bring down, is served as one of the courses of the meal. It's considered by many Paiskim, most Paiskim, a meal type food and is exempt from an extra bracha. It's a soup. Right, and the soup, like we mentioned in previously, is part of the meal. Therefore no bracha is made. It's considered part of the amaitzi. In other words, it's covered by the mitzvah. Okay, another example which would be considered a meal-type food is pineapple fritters. That's something called pineapple fritters. Again, I'm not familiar with the foods made in the kitchen, but I'm just, going by what the place can bring down, what these firm, the basically the English firm, they bring down the various different types of foods. So it brings down over there, if it would be considered a meal-type food, would be pineapple fritters. However, fruits which are cooked for use as a dessert. Okay, so that's as far as that. Now, however, as fruits which are cooked, like we said, for use as a dessert, so even though they're cooked, like we mentioned, would require a bracha even though they are cooked. So, for example, what would be an example of that? If one eats, let's say, stewed plums, right? They bring down an example, stewed plums. Again, these are examples that are brought down in the English firm. One eats stewed plums as their dessert, an extra bracha would be needed. A bracha is required on fruit even if one eats it regularly at the conclusion of every meal. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. It's just because, well, I eat my stewed plums at the end of my meal. That's it. But it's still a fruit that's in a dessert, right? If a person says, well, at the end of every meal, I sit down and I eat an apple. That's my fruit. That's my dessert. Okay, so you have to make an eight. So a person will say, well, but I do that every day. So it doesn't matter if you do it every day. One will still have to make a bar priya eight when they eat it, eat it during even during the meal. But as a dessert, this is even more over that. I mean, your mom is showing that it's part of the dessert. So bracha would be required on the fruit if one even if one eats irregularly at the end of the conclusion of a meal, since the fruit is intrinsically a dessert, bottom line is it is not, therefore it's not covered by the Birchas HaMazon. Okay, just real quickly, these halachas are found in the Halachas of Brachas by Rabadna on page 87, 91, and 92. He talks about all these various different things which we spoke about in today's shiur. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tov.